Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your sovereign, all power, all authority, kingdom realities that you brought us into. And thank you, Lord, that you keep us mindful from whom we've come, that we've come from you. Our origin is of you, Father God. And just bless us this day with this word and for light for this day, because you know us better than we know ourselves. And as we are looking to you, looking, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed. Hallelujah. Thank you for that this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 141 from verse 8 to 10 from the New Living Translation. I look to you for help, O Sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape.
Hallelujah. And, you know, this is the prayer of the psalmist here. He looks to the Lord, and the Lord is sovereign. He's almighty, all-powerful, all-loving, and we are co-heirs together with Jesus of the Father. So in this family now, we have got everything pertaining to life and godliness, and it's only the word that I'm quoting here, and that's all we can stand on, the great and precious promises. And so the great and precious promises says that once we turned from darkness to the light, from demonic activity to the Lord, the Bible says we are born again. We were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So the Son of His love, Jesus, the King of the kingdom, we together co-heirs with Him. And that's a reality, guys. That's what we got to look to. And when we look into that on a daily basis, why? Because our Father tells us again, how can we hallow the Father's name? How can we play a part in the will that He has for us and the will for His world, that His kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven? By getting our daily bread, getting what is needed. And then every day, God's there to enlighten us and to motivate us. That's why the scriptures make it so important. Put it out so clearly for us. Morning by morning, He wakens our ear. Come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy for the time of need. And so when we do that and we enlightened here in the morning, we can then go into the day and we can shine. And when we are tested, we have got something beautiful to hold on to. Not only is God sovereign in being present, the Father, Son, and Holy is present with us, but we hold on to the word, because remember, the devil will always come to steal the faith that you've got. And so you stand on what God has shown you and what He has shown you and what He's shown you in the morning, and that way you can overcome, because you're made to overcome. Last night at the gathering of the saints, we were sharing about the example the Lord has given us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And He says these are examples for us. So those testings that they were getting is very much the things that are common to natural man. But then He goes on from verse 11, 12, 13. Yeah, from 11, He says to us there now, we have come to the end of the ages. So we've come into the God quality of life. That's eternal life. And so once you pass that from the natural into the spiritual, you need to be spiritual minded. I'm thinking of Romans chapter 8, so that you can partake of the leadings of God and then be a son or a daughter led by the Spirit. But then He goes on then in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He says, now take heed lest you fall. So the thing is, you want to stand in spirituality all the time. And so then the encouragement comes in the next verse, because you're not everything that's going to get thrown on you in this world by the carnal mankind in your situations. would be relevant to common things, the testings that you couldn't handle before, the weaknesses that you had in the flesh before. But remember now, verse 11, you have come into the God quality of life, and that's to know the Father and Son. So you stand on that again. You stand on what you have taken hold of, the great and precious promises through which you escape the corruption in the world. You stand on that, and then just as it says, you escape the corruption that is in the world. And you can, end of the day, you can rejoice. Hallelujah. I rejoiced in this morning. I rejoiced in the testings. I went through it, and I'm rejoicing now in the evening. Tomorrow's another day. If you didn't, praise God, tomorrow you can get it right and start taking hold of that. Faith comes in the morning, stirs you up in the morning. Faith gets tested in the day. But praise God, as I keep my focus and I look to the Lord and I get the words of wisdom from Him, I overcome. So faith is realized. And as I stay in that day by day, I'm becoming everything God made me to be in this world, relevant to the kingdom, too busy with the good to do the bad. And you see, that's the answer to this prayer. Then you don't have to worry about the your main focus is not the evil going around. Your focus is the goodness of God, which is new every morning, and it stands the test of time in the day, because God backs up. He loves faith, and He watches over faith. Amen.
Amen.